This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neph?
Shirley, what I got? Let's see. Here we going deep into the archives of the prank master.
Let me see.
You forgot.
I ain't forgot.
You did.
No, I did. I got it right here. That ain't my brother's baby.
Oh, okay.
My brother's baby. Okay.
I'm telling
you right here, right now. That ain't my brother's baby. Me and you going to get this thing straight right here, right now. Let's go, cat dog. Don't worry about it. It's something I need to take care of. I talk to...
Hello.
May I speak to Terry?
This is she.
My name is Darrell. Damon is my brother. I don't live in Dallas where y'all live at. I'm the one that live out of town. But we done had a family meeting and talked about it. And I know Travis is your son. He 8 years old. But the problem is, the reason why I'm calling you, Terry, is because we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child.
Excuse me?
Travis ain't none of Damon's child. He been paying you child support here for the last
Wait, hold on. And you said your name was who?
I'm Darrell. I'm Damon's brother.
And who gave you this information?
We all done found the information out. We actually going to go down there to the courthouse and get all this stuff rectified. But we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child. And he been sitting up here sending you money, $700 to $800 a month, and this child ain't even here. Now, I hate for Travis to find this out, and he going to have to find it out.
But wait. He ain't finna find that. Why are you calling me?
Look, the family done had a meeting, and I'm the one that they decided to make the phone call and tell you what's going on.
Now, no, but you don't have a damn thing to do with this. You ain't nobody daddy over here, so I'm not sure what you're calling for or who died made you king or wanted you to be head in charge to call. But
that is
not gonna work out.
But let me. Why are you doing this to my brother? That's what I'm saying. For 8 years, the man been sending you $700 something a month, and this ain't even his child.
Well, you know, why am I even talking to you? I'm not really sure. Your brother need to call me if he has any problems or questions. You have a good day. Hello.
You don't hang no damn phone up on me. Damon told me your little ass was hard headed anyway. Now look.
Wait a minute. You know what? You got the wrong one, baby. Like, I'm trying to not lose all my religion today, but you about to make me lose it on your.
About to make me lose. What?
You don't know who you with over here. So, like I said before, my son, your nephew that you try not to claim over there. I don't know why you came from wherever there. You said you came from the Dallas to try to cross the mess.
I came from California down here to Dallas, and I'm telling you.
You need to take your black come back to California because down here, you don't know me like that.
No, I don't know you, but I'm finna know you, and Travis finna know that my brother ain't his daddy.
I don't know. You know what? You need to talk to your brother again. That's what you need to do, and you don't need to be talking to me.
You finna send us all the money my brother done sent y'all.
And when I do,
look,
when I send all that 8 years worth of money back.
You gonna send every dime back because it belonged to my brother. That ain't my brother's child. Now, we ain't got time to be going on no Maury Povich show or nothing to find out who the daddy.
You know what? Like I said, you picked the wrong one to f- with. it'd be your best bet not to call me anymore. You actually, it is a good thing that you call, because if you came knocking on my door, you'd have got your ass whooped today.
No, you go. That's my second thing I'm finna do if we can't rectify it over the phone. I don't have a problem coming over there, knocking down some doors and getting some questions answered. Because, damn it, this ain't Damon's baby.
Obviously, you must wish it was yours since you're taking so much interest.
No, it ain't mine, but it ain't Damon's either. And we got 700.
You must not have any and looking for some. But I'm sorry. This was taken over here, and Damon will continue to pay what he owes.
Damon don't owe another.
That's what's wrong with you, brothers. No, you don't want to pay. I'm sorry. He's going to continue to pay. And you can call whoever you want to call him, do whatever you want to do. So go back and tell your mama and everybody else who waiting for this meeting to let them know. It ain't happening.
Look, my mama ain't got nothing to do with it. Mama been.
You said your mama and all y'all got together. She the same way. I see where you get it from. You act just like her. Y'all some nosy people. Mind your own damn business. That's a grown man.
That ain't my mama said it from the get go that it wasn't her, it wasn't Damon's child.
Nah, that means your mama's a two faced lie, cause you ain't what your mama said.
You ain't finna sit here and bring my mama up in this.
Well, if you know so much, then you better come knock on my door. Come knock on my door if you want to.
We done the math. $750 times 12, then times 8 is $72,000. That's how much money my brother done sent you, and that's how much we want back. And I need you to get to working on this money now.
Okay. Why don't you come over here and get it?
Don't get your whooped today, Terry.
Come on over here. You don't see them get their whooped. You in Dallas.
I don't care nothing about I'm in no Dallas.
This ain't California.
So what?
I don't even know what the hell. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time talking to you. Like I said, your brother is a weak. If he got to have you, y'all had a meeting and you got to be the one to call. I'm not really understanding.
Look, I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
You know, you getting on my damn nerves. That's what you're doing.
You respect me. Are you listening to me?
You what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, my God.
You just got pranked by your sister Tanya, baby.
You know what?
She said, talk to her about her baby daddy and that baby.
Yeah, I don't play with the children. Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
All right, let me ask you this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got it. There you have it. Ignorance at its best. Okay, let me tell you. All right, first of all, let me go and get my shows out the way. Let y'all know. Y'all already know I'm going to Columbia, South Carolina. That's the Women's Empowerment House Party Comedy Jam, which is open to the public September the 28th in the Big DM. All right, tickets are on sale right now. That's the South Carolina State Fairgrounds is where it all taking place. That would be in the Goodman Building. Okay, all right. And laying in the cut, we got the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam, Chicago, Illinois, Wintrust Arena, Saturday, October the 19th. Tickets are on sale right now. Bill Bellamy, that would be me, Nephew Tommy, Mark Curry in the building, Tommy Davidson, Lou Nail, and Tony Roberts. It's the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. Laying in the cut is Lafayette at the Hyman Center. That's Lafayette, Louisiana, October 26th. Tickets are on sale right now. Now, ladies, what did I just get through filming? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right?
Uh-huh.
Ready to love? Mm-hmm. Philly. Yeah. Ready to love Philly. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm about to go film again. You understand?
What you doing? What's happening?
All right,
where
I'm
you
about
going?
To go film another city. Are you ready for me?
Okay, drum
ready?
Roll,
can I get a drum roll? Can I get a drum roll? I'm packing my bags, jumping on a plane. I'm getting ready to film Ready to Love Detroit.
Detroit!
Detroit!
What
ready
a bad
to love
Gordon.
Detroit!
Yes. Hey, Sharon. Yes.
Motown need love, too, okay? Motown need love, too. So, ready to love Detroit. The nephews get ready to head that way, and I'll be there for approximately 5-6 weeks filming Ready to Love Detroit. I can't
wait. Detroit versus everybody. I love it.
I love Detroit. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
and while I'm there, coming. While I'm there, I will grab the mic. I think that's the first weekend in November at Mike Epps Comedy Club. The nephew will be gracing the stage while I'm in Detroit. So I'm going to have some fun while I'm there.
Yeah, in the D.
Okay, in the D, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Working it out. Working it out. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be off the chain.
Yes. Yeah.
It's, Philly, then Detroit. Wait. I can't wait to watch Ready to Love. I can't
you
wait.
You go to Detroit, you got to have the right glasses. You got to have the right shoes. You got to
gear, all that.
Mm-hmm. All that.
Your
all
trip. That.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.